And as the mercury dips to record lows across the lower 48, some Alaskans are feeling strangely warm. And that can be a bad thing, too. Warm temps might be behind avalanches that blocked the road to Alaska's snowiest town, Valdez. On the line with us from Valdez is KCHU News Director Tony Gorman. And first, Tony, what exactly led to these avalanches?
A lot of rain, and that tends to make things a little bit icy. But when it was raining throughout the entire week, it was also warm, and that loosened up some of the snow along the Richardson Highway, especially in the Keystone Canyon area, which is a big avalanche area.
Well, and tell us about the geography and why that an avalanche there is such a big problem for people trying to get into and out of Valdez.
Thompson Pass, where there is a lot of snow, and that's where the Keystone Canyon is along the Richardson Highway, it usually gets a lot of snow, and sometimes it closes down. And people are used to that right there. But an avalanche of this sort right now, people are not used to it. So the Richardson Highway is one way, I would say one way, to connect to Anchorage and Fairbanks by road without, going on the plane or going on the ferry.
Otherwise, there's no other way by road.
Correct.
So what is happening now to bring things like food and fuel in?
Pretty much most of everything is being brought in by food. Actually, the only grocery store here in town, Safeway, had 6 trailers arrive on barge this morning, and those trailers contained supplies and food. There was a huge rumor going around that they were running out of food, but that was never the case. I mean, they were low on milk and they were low on bread, but never running out. And they'll be available to everyone out there.
Well, you say there are rumors. Are people starting to freak out here, or are they taking it in stride?
They have taken precautionary measures, but no one has freaked out here, I would say. People are used to extreme weather conditions, especially snow, as we just mentioned, but no one has freaked out. Now, the 10-mile area where there are 2 subdivisions, which is near the Keystone Canyon. Now, it's been under a voluntary evacuation advisory since Friday, and people have come into town, but they've been using their friends and the local hotels, but not the emergency shelters that have been provided for them by the city.
What is going on to clear the snow off the roads, and how long will it take?
Well, right now, the Alaska Department of Transportation doesn't have an exact timeline on it, but crews have cleared parts of the Richardson Highway near the 39-mile area. They haven't gone near the Keystone Canyon area because of the flooding that is building up right now behind the avalanche dam. But the state hydrologist says that a catastrophic failure of the snow dam is considered very unlikely. And some of that water has receded since Saturday.
Tony, we should mention that Valdez, of course, is no stranger to disaster. It was actually destroyed by an earthquake in 1964. We all remember the Exxon Valdez oil spill in 1989. Last year, there was record snowfall. What is it that draws people to your region of the country?
Well, I mean, if you love winter, I mean, Valdez is the place to go. I mean, obviously there are some jobs here, I mean, with the pipeline and everything like that. But, you know, it's in a nice little area. You're still on the road. You still get to go boating and everything during the summer. So that's pretty much what draws Valdez here. And like I said before, if you are one of those guys who love the winter, you love snowboarding or skiing or anything like that, this is the place to go.
Tony Gorman, news director at KCHU in Valdez, Alaska, which is currently cut off, at least by road, because of avalanches. They can still get in and out by boat and by plane. Tony, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.